Hey guys, it's Dina from the Royal Blue Candle, and today's topic, we are going to talk about things that we can control and things that we cannot control, and I will give you some insight about that and also give you some coping skills. And by the way, happy Easter. So let's talk about the things that we can control in life. Like, we can control our actions and behaviors, our attitudes and perspective, our efforts and hard work, our habits and routines, on our responses to situations and challenges, our choices and decisions, our words and communication, our health and self-care practices, our time management and priorities, and our level education and skill development. Remember, these are things that we can control in life. Now, let's talk about the things that we cannot control in life. Other people's thoughts and actions, natural disasters and unpredictable events, the past in a certain circumstances, others people's feelings and emotion, genetic predisposition in some aspects of health, global economic trends and market fluctuations, and passage of time and aging, historical events and societal changes, the weather and the environmental factors, certain external forces and influences beyond our reach. There are aspects of life that are beyond our control. Focusing on what we can control and taking responsibility for our actions and choices can empower us to lead more fulfilling lives. So if you guys are struggling with that, the things you can control and things that you cannot control, here are some coping skills that people can control. One is action planning. Break down goals into manageable tasks and create a plan to achieve them. Taking concrete steps towards your goals can help you feel more in control of your life. Positive self-talk. Practice positive affirmation and self-compassion to boost your self-esteem and mindset. Encourage yourself and focus on your strength. Time management. Prioritize tasks, set realistic deadlines, create a schedule to maximize productivity and reduce stress. Problem-solving skills. Approach challenge with a solution-focused mindset. Break down problems into smaller parts, brainstorm potential solution, and take action to address them. Take care of your physical and mental well-being by eating nutritious food, exercising on a regular basis, getting enough rest or sleep, and practicing self-care activities. Those are the coping skills for people who can control things, like in life. Now, these are the coping skills that people cannot control. Okay? One is acceptance. People practice acceptance of situations that are beyond your control. Acknowledge your feelings about situation and focus on what you can do to manage your response. Letting go. Learn to let go of things you cannot control or change or influence. Release the need to control everything and focus on adapting to the situation. Practice mindfulness techniques. Stay present and grounded in the moment. Mindfulness can help you manage difficult emotions and reduce stress to relate it to uncontrollable circumstances. Reach out to friends, family, or therapists for emotional support and guidance. Talking about your feelings and concern can help you feel less alone and more support. Reframing your perspective. Shift your perspective on challenging situation by focusing on what you can learn or how you can grow from them. Find meaning in adversity and reframe negative thoughts into positive ones. And by combining the coping skills for things people can control with coping skills for things people cannot control, people can better navigate life challenges and build resilience in the face of adversity. Remember that it's okay to seek help and support when needed, and prioritize your self-care to maintain your well-being. I hope this helps. Oh, I have broke down the coping skill versus that you can control and the things that you cannot control. So thank you so much for tuning in. You guys take care and God bless.